This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The state Supreme Court has ruled in a case involving a woman who pushed an armed robber while working at a Circle K. The court said yesterday she had the right to self-defense. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The underlying legal issues of the case stem from whether workers on the job in Colorado have the right to defend themselves from unprovoked violence that happens on the job. And the state's highest court said they do. That makes Colorado among the first states to recognize the right, said Iris Halperin, the former Circle K employee's attorney.
We should have never been putting our workers in the first place in kind of this catch-22 where they had to pick between their lives or their livelihood.
The woman, who was 72 when the incident happened, had been an employee at Circle K for 16 years when she was fired. Lawyers representing the company didn't immediately respond to questions. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
In Denver, office attendance is roughly half of what it was before the pandemic, according to a new report from data provider Placer AI. The city came in last place among the 11 major cities featured in a May report. Miami and New York are at the other end of the spectrum, down 11% and 18%, respectively. The report highlights Denver's remote-friendly job market and record amounts of empty office space. Colorado officials have euthanized another wolf after it repeatedly preyed on livestock. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
The wolf has been a long-running headache for ranchers in Route County and Rio Blanco County. Since last summer, state officials say it's attacked at least 22 sheep. Colorado Parks and Wildlife had tried to kill the carnivore for nearly a year. It finally succeeded in Rio Blanco County last Friday, marking the second wolf shot following livestock conflicts. In a statement, Governor Jared Polis said the wolf, quote, had a number of chances, but sadly chose to continue to depredate. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It's now 6:06. You can find more news at cpr.org.